Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful weekend here in the Hudson Valley. November officially here. Did you remember to move your clocks back earlier today? Hopefully you did. As I try to confuse my kids, I remember when they were young. Now, don't forget, kids, it's November, so spring your clocks backwards and get them thoroughly confused. But anyway, check your watches today. Make sure you got the right time. And also check your calendars, because we have some great events coming up for members and also for prospective members to join us. So coming up real soon, a breakfast meeting at the Best Western Plus featuring a topic that a lot of folks are talking about right now, the real estate boom in Ulster County. Harris Safier and Tim Sweeney are guest speakers, 7:30 a.m. November 14th at the Best Western Plus, sponsored by our good friends at the Ulster County Board of Realtors. We're going to stay at the Best Western Plus this week. Thursday the 16th, our chamber mixer is right there. They've spent a significant amount of money upgrading their facilities, brand new rooms, just a beautiful place for travel visitors or friends who are visiting from out of town. So come check it out, November 16th at the Best Western Plus from 5 to 7 p.m. Our sponsor is Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. And we've been doing so many great chamber events lately. We had a great ribbon cutting just the other day at a beautiful new facility up on Route 28. Our guest on the radio today is Jess Davis from Family Woodstock, but she is a frequent attendee at our ribbon cuttings. That was a beautiful place.
Wow, really impressive. Great to have in our area and our community.
Welcome, Marigold, new chamber member, and a beautiful new place at a log home just up Route 28. You'll see more about it on our Facebook page and on Jess's Facebook page too.
Yeah, I already had many comments about people who are planning to head there and shop. They didn't realize it's going to be a location where they can go and do some holiday shopping and upgrade their home decorations and such.
Awesome. Jess Davis is known to a lot of folks in our area, spent many years in working with some financial institutions, and just fairly recently, a wonderful new position opened up at Family of Woodstock. So how does that feel?
It feels like my dream job. And it's living what I love. So I think you know from all the years I've spent with our chamber how committed I am to our community and how committed I am to making it a better place, helping people and giving back. And it's really what family is about, helping people help themselves and helping Ulster County and the surrounding counties be the best that we can be.
How did your training, your background in finance help you with this position, or how will it be helping you?
So my job is unique in the fact that I'm the deputy director, and it's a brand new position. It's newly created there. And so I do a little of everything and a lot of everything, from PR to fundraising to budget planning, and really looking at how we can sustain the programs that we have, ensuring that our staff is growing and developing, workplace morale, because it's a really intense job for a lot of people. And then even in the finance side, you know, we have our case managers who work really hard with tough situations, addressing a lot of issues in our community. And then we've got the finance and auditing teams who have really tough deadlines and regulations that we have to adhere to make sure that that funding comes through for us, which is critical.
Wow. And it's a huge agency. We've had Michael Berg on the radio a number of times, who started it back in late 60s, early 70s, something like
that. Late 60s, officially in the 70s, yeah. The year of the 70s. But you know the story how we started.
Tell, for those who don't, yeah.
So for the it's really interesting to hear it. And I every time I hear it, someone tells it a little bit differently that's part of family, but Michael tells it really great. And when the Woodstock Festival happened, people came to the town and they stuck around afterwards. And there was a town meeting about how we were going to handle what was happening in Woodstock. And one of the ladies said, well, I am going to be here for anyone who needs me. This is my number. I think it's 679-2485. You call me 24 hours a day. And that's our hotline number still today, 24 hours a day. And I believe it's the longest running hotline in our country, 24 hours a day.
Because folks were concerned this was not where the original music festival was held, but the name was known by a lot of folks. And this is the time of drug experimentation in the late 60s. And so the concern was people are going to be, what, overdosing or going on the suicide watch?
Yeah, or where are we going to house them? What's going to happen in our community? And how are we going to keep it a safe and blossoming place? So it's really an interesting story. And family has evolved from renting somebody's living room to way, way back when that was something that could be done, to put a homeless person in a safe place to sleep for the night, to now we have multiple locations that we house people in homeless shelters. And with the objective and goal to help people become self-sufficient and work through their problems and their needs. And it's a really satisfying thing to watch this.
Well, congratulations, and we are so delighted for you being the deputy director. It's a wonderful agency, and you're just going to make it even better and grow it even stronger. You are a not-for-profit, so occasionally I understand not-for-profits do fundraising events. Anything special coming up soon?
That leads us into the most exciting part of my week. So in just a few days from now, we will be hosting an event for the very first time. And it's called Walk the Red Carpet with Family of Woodstock. It's this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the beautiful Senate Garage in Uptown Kingston. So I could tell you a little bit about what's going to happen that night.
Please.
So the first thing is that we are so thankful for you committing to be our master of ceremonies. Did you forget?
Well, no, but you want people to come to this. You don't want to scare them away. You shouldn't be telling them.
We need a good voice there.
Okay. All right.
So we had a meeting, and prior to my position, I've volunteered with Family of Woodstock, and we had a meeting about how we can expose our programs. We do have a very comprehensive agency, so a lot of people aren't exactly sure of the different things that we do. And we wanted to talk about marketing ourselves and really helping to show all of the things that we can offer in our community. So we talked about social media and video footage, and we had an amazing production team come in and volunteer a 5-day footage product where they came in and they spent time interviewing people who've been a part of family, who were homeless, who faced drug addiction, domestic violence, and basically a multitude of the everyday problems that we address at Family of Woodstock. So that's Folded Leaf Productions and my sister. So we only had one fight this past month in October.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're doing good. But the project was mailed out on Friday, so overnighted. So it's a complete project. So she's excited. And her husband, David Impicciatore of Digital Motion Image, he's an amazing cinematographer. The two of them headed up the project together with Beau Smith TV, Bob Vincic Sound, and Nicole Turpening Photography. So what it is it's interviews of several different people who've come through our programs, and then also one of our amazing trainers and our directors of the hotline, Tamara Cooper. She talks a lot about Family of Woodstock and all of the things that we're doing in the community.
Awesome. And you're going to show that during the evening's events?
Yeah, well, but we're really glamming it up because we feel like it should really be delivered in a true Hollywood fashion. So it's going to be I Walk the Red Carpet with Family of Woodstock. It's called Walk the Red Carpet with Family of Woodstock. And we start out with Broadway Lights Outside. Kale Kapochlin of Evolving Media Productions. He is coming in and he's helping to work with the production team on delivering the product, because I should mention that they're no longer in the area. So it starts out with Broadway Lights and Valet Services, and you're going to come in and there's a walk of fame with all local businesses and people who purchase stars for our walk of fame. And then you hit that red carpet, and it's going to be very Hollywood. We have fashion police coming.
Wow,
did you hear about them?
I did not hear about that.
So we have a trio of fashion police.
Can I ask who? I should know, probably.
You could probably guess it, but we have the Miss Madonna from Kingston High School, the guidance counselor who never ages.
Yeah.
And then we've got Bill Tubby, her partner in crime, and Lainey Silverberg. So when we reached out to them, Lainey actually said this is my dream come true. So they're going to make it a lot of fun. And we have a beautiful step and repeat, very Hollywood, very glam. So the beginning is going to be a lot of fun. And then the film we're going to go into, it touches on some really heavy topics, but it's a feel-good film. So you're going to feel probably some emotional, raw emotional triggers throughout it. But you're also going to feel really great when you see the stories and the success and the people, the actual people behind the scenes who are brave enough to come forward for help and brave enough to move past their challenges and overcome.
Fantastic. And so can people still get tickets?
They can get tickets, but I should tell you that that's not the end.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have Oscar award ceremony for all of our sponsors, and we are going to have a 4-foot tall chocolate fountain with all of the dippings. So champagne will be served throughout the evening, and tickets are available. We will continue to take them until the day prior. You can go on to Family of Woodstock Inc. at Facebook. And there's a New York Charities link on our event for November 9th, Walk the Red Carpet with Family of Woodstock. Or you can call me. It's 845-331-7080, extension 105. I'd be happy to help. Or check out our website.
So you're having a great time. It's a wonderful, fun event. Educational yes. event, but you're also helping a great not-for-profit, right?
Absolutely. And we want people to come out and have a good time learning about Family of Woodstock. We realize that we have a very committed community to events, to dinners, awards dinners, to our chamber mixers, to honoree events. So we want to have a great time, a fun time. The event is from 7 to 10 p.m. And just come dressed to impress.
Awesome. Family of Woodstock touches so many lives, and I was curious myself to I went to your website just to see the length of services that you offer and the kinds of help that you can offer for folks. And I mean, it's amazing when you consider all of the areas of concern that you take care of, or you attempt to at least help with, for adults, for youths and adolescents, for children and families, domestic violence. So if you have the time, check the Family of Woodstock website to find out. Someone in your life, someone in your family may need help. They're a great, great resource, right?
I can tell you, yeah, we have emergency shelter and transitional living, and that's for both adults and at-risk youth, adolescents. We have non-residential services, so if you need help but you don't need a place to reside, we can help you with that. We have child care services, so our child care connections, they do a lot around training child care facilities and also connecting the family with the right child care facility for them. And then we also have our housing services, which are critical. Something that touched my heart when I first went in to tour some of our locations is none of the beds kind of matched. And I thought, you know, being myself and a mom and a homemaker, I said, I asked about the beds and I said, I don't see any curtains. And the counselor said to me, well, when people leave here, they take everything with them because it's all they've got. So that's something that really touched me when I walked into our shelter. And then we also deal with food insecurity, and we have some great partnerships. We partner with People's Place, Community Action, Roundout Valley Food Growers, and I'm missing a ton of them. But we've really learned to come together as agencies to make our services really powerful in the community and not just get crackers and cheese and peanut butter to people, but to get produce from our farms. We've worked with a farm hub. And then our walk-in centers and our hotline, we had 141,206 contacts in 2016.
That's huge. Do that again?
This is 141,206 contacts total with our countywide hotline, our walk-in centers in Woodstock, New Paltz, and Ellenville.
And it's open still 24/7, 365?
Some of those, the Woodstock one closes at certain hours, but the hotline's going. the walk-in centers close at certain hours. They vary in each of our cities that we're located in. But there's always somebody there to pick up a phone and talk to you. And it can be something as simple as just having a really bad day, or it can be a really intense crisis that you need guidance, and we'll connect you with the right people. We work closely with mental health and Department of Social Services. We work with Kingston High School. It's very broad. It's a lot to learn and take in. I'm just about 2.5 months into my position. So it's impressive and it's really powerful.
I know you're very embedded in our community, and I'll bet it opened your eyes to how much is going on in our region and how much need there is.
There really is. I had the privilege of going to listen to Executive Hine talk about the $10 million grant we received and what we're going to do with some of the different things. And he talked about restorative justice. And that's, we met next door to probation. You were there, I think, with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were close by. And it really impressed upon me that we want to stop generational poverty. We want to address issues before they become a criminal pattern. And so we work closely with that with 180 and with probation. Trish and Dana Katz runs the program at Family of Woodstock, and Trish from probation. So it really is eye-opening, and it's really important, and everyone has a process. I think for me to look at each of the people, the clients who come in to see us for services, everyone's in a different process, and I think we're all in a different process in life, and to be able to touch lives in such a huge way, this is really living what I love. And the being more of a PR piece is probably good for me because I have a heavy heart for people. So sometimes I don't get as connected as I probably would if I were a caseworker or a clinical worker.
Jess Davis is our guest on the radio, Deputy Director of Family of Woodstock. You can find out more information about this great agency on your website, which is familyofwoodstockinc.org.
Perfect. Sounds. And that's how my email is, jdavis@familyofwoodstockinc.org. You can always call 331-7080, and we're on social media. We're on Facebook. There's always somebody around to answer a phone to anyone.
We face challenges in our community that maybe people are oblivious to, right? And they don't see all of the issues that are going on. And that's when family steps in.
Yeah, and I think that it's easy to get caught up in our everyday lives. We're really busy. I learned some things as my sister did the production and did the interviews. I learned some things that family can really help with different areas. Like my mom, she suffers from a terrible brain disease, and there were some different programs and services that we had no idea as a family. And as a family, we've struggled through how to help her through this as we're working and juggling our lives. So very eye-opening that there's services that people really don't know that are there to help them. So if you have a problem, call and let us know and see how we can help you.
Let's remind everyone there is a major event, an Ulster County signature event this coming Thursday, and tell us more about it again.
So it's Walk the Red Carpet with Family of Woodstock, and a lot of important people are going to be there. Because everyone in the room that comes is important. Dress to Impress, Fashion Police are going to be on the red carpet at the Step and Repeat. There's going to be past hors d'oeuvres, tasting stations, a VIP velvet lounge, a 4-foot chocolate fountain. But the most important thing is there's going to be a great story about the faces of family. And we have some youth volunteers coming out to it as well. So that's an exciting to teach our children young that they need to be a positive part of the community and give back to.
And the venue is really cool. A lot of folks haven't seen it yet. Yeah, tell us about this place.
So the Senate Garage, my first opportunity to go there was at our chamber mixer, which I believe it holds 400 people. And it's a hot spot in town. It's a destination venue, and they're one of our sponsors, so they're a wonderful family that owns the Senate Garage. If you haven't had the opportunity to come, our tickets for the event are $100, and really, they're underpriced. So we did that intentionally so that we could see more people in the door. But we are capping out at 250, and we're very close to that. So if you want to be at this event, you should get your tickets ASAP.
All right. Senate Garage on North Front Street in Uptown Kingston. And it's adjacent to the Senate House and the Senate House Museum. So it really is. It's a very important corner in our community and throughout the region, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So check out. If you haven't been to the Senate Garage, it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue. And so again, it's this coming Thursday. How can folks get tickets?
They can go on to, the easiest way is if you are on Facebook, if you go onto our Facebook page, Family of Woodstock, Inc., click on events, November 9th, walk the red carpet, and there's a ticket URL right there that brings you to New York Charities. But again, give me a call, 331-7080, ask for Jess Davis, and I'll get you set up with that. I know we see you at a lot of events, Ward, and you're usually dressed pretty spiffy. But I was wondering,
I'll see what I can do.
Do you have your outfit for the red carpet yet?
I do, yeah.
Do we know what you're wearing?
I have a nice, I think, subtle tuxedo that would possibly be okay. Not over the top.
It's the talk of the town right now, who's wearing what.
So. All right, well, I'm ready. So all those fashion police, I know they can be really tough. So
they're a tough crew.
I haven't got much to work with, so I'll have a tuxedo on. But listen, get your tickets because there are just a few left. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's this coming Thursday. It benefits Family of Woodstock. And I'm going to bet also, Jess Davis, that in addition to the funds that you're going to try to raise for Family of Woodstock, you'd love to have more volunteers to help out in the many things that you do in
all
our community.
All the time. We always need people. And it's fun stuff, too. Like just working in the farm hub and prepping vegetables and knowing you're going to help feed a family, or just small things like stuffing envelopes. Right now we have one person that's prepping our newsletter. So we're always looking for volunteers, and there's trainings. On November 6th, we have a training that you can come to. We also do naloxone training, which I was able to participate in last month. And it's a really empowering feeling to know that should I come upon somebody that's having an overdose, that I can help save their life. So those are free trainings, and you get a kit if you choose to take one when you leave at that time. So we absolutely are always looking for volunteers.
And how can they get in touch with you if they're interested in volunteering?
Again, it's 845-331-7080. 39 John Street is our Kingston location, or you could stop at one of our walk-in locations. We'll get you connected with the right people.
And right around the corner, we're at the holidays almost already, and that's a very difficult time. Fun time for a lot of families, not so great time for many other people.
We've got the turkey trot coming up. We do an adolescent youth dinner at the Old Dutch Church every year. In the town of Woodstock, we have a family Thanksgiving. Everyone is welcome. It's a very Woodstock type of thing to do. And we're working, we are in discussion with Health Alliance and Christmas Wishes of Ulster County and Community Action to partner together for a holiday drive. So we have a lot going on. And I want to thank you for having us on the show today, Ward.
It's a pleasure. Jess, thank you for all you're doing. Congratulations again on the great new job at Family of Woodstock.
Thank you.
A great match. So continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Jess Davis from Family of Woodstock. Hope to see everyone at this big event this coming Thursday. Walk the red carpet with Family of Woodstock at the Senate Garage. Should be a lot of fun. Want to remind members and prospective members, we have some outstanding events through the rest of this year. We're already booking well into next year as well. If you'd like to get together and help network and grow your business, join us for a couple of events in November. Our monthly breakfast meeting at the Best Western Plus on November the 14th, featuring a topic that a lot of folks are interested in, the real estate boom in Ulster County. Harris Safier, Tim Sweeney, our guest speakers, 7:30 a.m. at Best Western Plus Hotel and Conference Center on Washington Avenue, sponsored by the Ulster County Board of Realtors. We are staying at the Best Western Plus for our mixer this month. They have made a very significant investment in a renovation project just recently completed, and so they'd love to show it to everybody. So members and prospective members, please join us November 16th, Thursday from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Best Western Plus, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. Should be a great event, and it will only be so if you're there. Coming up in December, we're doing our monthly mixer at the John A. Coleman Catholic High School. That is going to be so much fun, December the 14th. And December the 19th, our monthly breakfast featuring the CEO of Central Hudson, Mike Mosier, will be our guest speaker, a great leader in our community who worked his way up from an entry-level position today to today being the CEO. So he has a great story to tell. That's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio and hope you're with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.